Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity, right here, off the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of, got to be part of the solution, people. That's the best way to do it. Get informed, and then get involved. Do you miss me? I hope not. Well, I hope you did, actually. Anyway, a lot's going on today, a lot of news to work our way through, including Joe Biden. God, you know, I got to say, as a Christian, God bless him. God needs to work with him, bring people around him to truly know who God is, and work with this man. And I'm not talking about from an ideological standpoint. It's not what I mean. And you guys know that if you listen to the show any length of time, you know that's not what I mean. But I mean, finally, an archbishop in a Catholic church decided he had had enough. And now he's not allowing Nancy Pelosi to take Holy Communion, which is a big deal. Now, of course, she claims that she's a devout Catholic. Look, if some of you get mad at me when I do this stuff, too bad. You can listen to somebody else, because here's the reality. You cannot pick and choose what scriptures you decide to follow. It's one thing when you make a mistake. You know it's wrong. You're living a little off, and you're trying to straighten your life out. But she doesn't even try to do that. So San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone, whoa, he announced Friday that he might have friends in high places, you know what I'm saying? And he's one of hers, so she should jump all over this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is barred from receiving Holy Communion due to her pro-abortion stance. This marks an escalation in a decades-long tension between the Roman Catholic Church and liberal Democrat politicians. It's about time. And, Frank, you know, I was a Catholic most of my life, right? But let's tell some of my Catholic friends. You know, bottom line with this, the Bible specifically tells you to find people that love Him, that love Scripture, that love God, to rule over you. It does not tell you to find people that line up with your political ideology. That is not what this is about. Really. The Archbishop has written to the California Democrat informing her that she should not present herself for Holy Communion at Mass. I wonder if she still even goes. And that priest will not distribute communion to her if she does present herself, which you could do, sue them. Catholic legislator who supports procured abortion after knowing the teaching of the church commits a manifestly grave sin, which is a cause of most serious scandal to others. Therefore, the universal church law provides that such persons are not to be admitted to Holy Communion. This is a letter that he sent. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is unambiguous on the question of abortion, both of procuring one and assisting in the practice, since the first century church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. The leader has not changed and remains unchanged. This is why I keep telling you guys, they truly believe themselves to be the gods of Mount Olympus. They have put their names in, or believe themselves to be, a replacement for the original Greek gods. And they know better than you, and they know how to handle it. Well, I don't, you know, since I don't believe in abortion, I have a pro-life family, I have this, I have that. But she's fighting for it while it's still alive, in the birth canal, during birth, during labor. She's okay with that. You almost, notice I say almost, you almost could cut her a pass if she was pushing for it in the first trimester and the rest of the time saying no. But you can't do that now. Direct abortion, that is to say, abortion willed either as an end or a means, is gravely contrary to moral law. It says before calling abortion and infanticide abominable crimes. Come on, I came close. Also declares that formal cooperation in an abortion constitutes a grave offense. The church attaches the canonical penalty of excommunication to the crime against for the crime against human life. Excommunication from the church. They need to do some of these. Show that they really mean it. Despite that, many liberal Catholic politicians have consistently attempted to try to align their Catholic beliefs with the support of abortion rights. New York Governor Mario Cuomo famously declared himself personally opposed to abortion in 1984, but said he could not impose that view on the country. Since then, Democrats such as Pelosi have been more throated in their support of pro-abortion. I mean, it's one thing when it comes up and things happen and they start working towards it, talk about it, deal with it, whatever. It's another thing where you're on the front of the boat, you know, pushing this along, waving the banner, screaming the sign. Yeah, we're for you, women. We're for your rights. Really? Are you? Why don't you do some looking into seeing what kind of mental damage this does to the women? It's not momentary. Later on in life, this stuff comes back to haunt them. So good job, you hardcore lefties. You really don't care. You don't care about the kids. You don't care about the moms or the would-have-been moms. Joe Messina, your host. Let's see what Alfonso Rachel has to say about all this when we come back. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Good to see your host, Joe Messina. Really, seriously. Don't go, you know what, don't wander far. I was going to say from your radio, but that sounds so old, but from your radio, because that's what we're on. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know my favorite saying, right? Do something more than nothing. You know, in other words, read up, listen up, watch, pay attention to what's going on around you, and save those young kids. No joke. Dead serious. Save those young kids around you. The ones that are being fed all kinds of stuff. See, I kept that clean. Kept it clean. All kinds of stuff. In the school systems. Yeah, I'm in the school systems. I'm telling you. Save them. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who's with me right now, right? Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his insight. Day late, though. You know, I'm sorry, man. If you didn't have an electric car, you know, and you didn't have to drive so far, you would have been fine. You would have been here on time and everything. I'm just joking. It's here in California, which you fleed and left me here alone.
I'm with you there in spirit, brother.
You're one of those, right? Yes,
or
brother.
Or at least an email.
I'm there with you in spirit. And Jesus will keep you safe, I promise. All right, be here.
And he will. Sure, we can have a little fun about being here in spirit, but hey.
Well, listen, you're going to get me in trouble. I know you are. You're trying to, anyway.
You're already in trouble.
I don't need help. I can do it all. What was that Tyler Perry show? I could do bad all by myself. I don't need no help.
So. And then here comes TD Jakes. No, let me help. Let me help.
Oh, you're going to go. Here we go. You're gone already. We're gone already. So anyway. Hey, listen, I hear that finally that somebody in, I won't say the Catholic Church as a whole, but somebody in the Catholic Church went, okay, enough. This is nuts. And they wrote, the Archbishop of San Francisco told Nancy Pelosi, that's it. None for you. No communion for you. And it's great, because it's about time somebody really get on these liberal... And listen, in all fairness, liberal Republicans, too. I'm not looking for any help here. But the bottom line with it is this. Is you can't sit there and talk about what a devout Christian you are, what a devout Catholic Christian, whatever, and yet then in the next breath, I've heard her say this. I just don't agree with the way they interpret Scripture. And you're going, oh my God, did you go to seminary or something? Or did the Holy Ghost hit you at the top of the head? I mean, what happened here? Amen. But it's about time they said, no, that's it, none. And the priests have been notified he's not to receive communion.
Nice. Well, I mean, it goes along with you saying, hey, man, we don't need any help. And that's probably what they're telling Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Nancy, look here. We don't need your help, in the fact that we're our religion of the devil already. No, I'm playing. I just made a lot of enemies right there.
Yeah, you did.
Don't sue me, Joe. Like, No.
They can sue you. They got your name. They got your. You. They go for you. I'm done being sued.
Look here, Nancy. We don't need you to draw attention to that fact, to that, okay? You need to go ahead and take that and be the devil by your own self, you witch.
But it is just amazing to me, though, seriously, Catholics, Christians, whatever denomination you want to pick or what have you, that are in these legislative bodies, they've now kind of learned this little word game where they go, you know, well, I can't force my beliefs on other people. Right? And I'm going, okay, all right, let's just say that I had too much to drink and I agree with you, all right? And because they force their beliefs on us all the time. But anyway, let's just say I've had too much to drink and I agree with you. You do not have to have a pro-abortion banner that you're waving all over the place if that's truly what you believe. Mm. Right? I mean, you're not out there championing the cause if you say in one breath, I do not believe it, I'm pro-life, I'm a devout Christian or Catholic, and in the next breath you're going, yes, and I've introduced this bill to kill babies up to 10 months old.
Well, see, this is why I say, Joe, Democrats have not changed. They do not change. Here's the deal. The same crappy cop-out argument of saying that I'm pro-life, but I support it. That's the same stuff that they said during slavery. Well, I don't think that, you know, it's like, but if a person wants to own slaves, that's their business. But I don't think slavery is right. But if that's what they want to do, then they have the right to do it. That's insane that Democrats have been saying that nonsense since forever. And, but like I said, man, even with Nancy Pelosi and going back to her trying to say, I don't agree with their interpretation of Scripture. You know, and if anybody thinks that I'm picking on a religion, I'm not. I pick on all religions.
Oh, I know you do. I can attest to that. Yes.
It's not about following a religion. It's about following Jesus. That's what we need to get straight. Jesus is the original freedom from religion foundation. And religion is going to make all their little things that they think is of merit and what they think is a sin and all that sort of stuff and what you got to try to do to redeem yourself and all that sort of stuff. That's why America is going to hell in a handbasket. You got to follow Jesus. Dang it, which Nancy Pelosi does not do. She does not follow Jesus at all. Well, so I don't agree with her interpretation of Scripture.
Well, you know, people, you know, it happens all the time. Look, you and I have been at this long enough. It happens all the time where people will sit there and say, you know, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a whateverist. And, right. They're, you know, they're talking about how, but you know, I don't believe in this or I don't believe in that. And I don't believe that, you know, that, what's the name, Adam had a navel, or whatever it is, okay? They come up with all this stuff to split up over. But right. Even so, you know, you get there, you know, in the old days, and I would imagine it still happens today, there were people that biblically believed that, you know, being black is the curse. They believed that we're not supposed to have racial marriages, what they call interracial, which I don't even get. But actually, you'd be proud of me. I filled in an application the other day for something, and they said race. I said human. They they haven't sent it back going, okay, smart butt, you know, because... I refuse to play the game anymore, you know?
Yes.
In any way.
It's and that's so, exactly what it is, man. It is a division game. You know, whether they're on the application, if they're asking for your race or whether they're ethnicity, it is, if it's asking for race, like, look, man, we're not in a competition with each other, okay? I actually represent a nation, right? Or my ethnicity, I don't have an ethnicity. I am not of a godless nation. That's what ethnic, when you say ethnic, that's what it is. A pagan nation. A nation whose God is not the God of Israel. So it's like, you want me to check that off? No, I'm not gonna validate my supposed state of godlessness. Why would I do that? I'm a child of the Most High God. Dang it.
You know, they used to put on applications, I think, religion, right? Like where you were religious or something like that. And I wish they would still do that. Because I would just put no. Right? I don't believe in religion. No. Anyway.
Religion,
be back in a few minutes,
yes.
People. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. Now, if you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
$4 a gallon gas is being seen all across the nation, and the pain is expected to get worse. The latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The $4.60 a gallon barrier is almost certain to fall this weekend, as prices have set a new record for nearly 2 weeks in a row. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says prices could be up to $6 a gallon by August.
Gasoline and things like diesel, inventories of them have plummeted against a backdrop of Americans that are getting out more and more.
A federal judge in Louisiana has blocked the Biden administration from ending Title 42, a pandemic-era border policy that prevents illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border from asking for asylum. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I love that music. Joe Mateo, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 8-5. Anything with brass always sounds better. And if you know, especially when it's a sax, trombone, I mean, it's great. Anyway, Joe Mateo, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the only way you fix stuff. Let me bring him back in. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. He is the host of the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and co-host of one of the best shows on that interweb today. That is Soul Food Radio. You can find that at soulfoodradio.net. And, Zo, always good having you here.
Ah, man, always good to be here, man. Thank you.
All right, so let's have some fun. I don't even know how to deal with this. All right. Drag seems to be the new thing, right? Mm. The new fad, whatever. Anyhow. So Fisher-Price has decided one way to make money is to come up with new drag dolls. That's right. You know, if you didn't get enough in the morning reading at the library, you can always go over to Fisher-Price. She's the director of, Monica Cole is the director of American Family Associates. I think they got over 1 million moms in that group. And she's like talking about how she can't believe that Fisher-Price would come out like this. They've introduced like a RuPaul figure set that includes three of the little people dolls in a set for children to have their playroom. She said she's assuming that Fisher-Price is just hoping to indoctrinate these young children as young as toddler. Well, let's talk about this from a different perspective, right? Mm-hmm. What if, you know, these little kids, they love colorful things. They love clowns. They love balloons. Right? I mean, yeah. I just came from an event in my town. What was the big thing? Face painting. Every little carnival thing, every event you go to, the kids love face painting. So when you see a lot of these, some of them are pretty scary looking, but a lot of these drag queens, their faces are all painted up. They're all, you know, done up. So it's easy to draw them in to this. So what's wrong with Just, you know, a couple of old guys with mustaches trying to look young with face painting.
Oh, Joe, this topic is a real drag. And it's giving me Gilbert Gottfried face. I feel like my face is turning into Gilbert Gottfried, dude. It's like you're talking, it's like it's so cringe.
You look like you've bitten an onion. What's wrong with you?
Oh, man, and I love onions. That doesn't give me a happy face. It's giving me Gilbert Gottfried face, man. And, okay, so I got to ask. So, these dolls, why don't they just sell them as anatomically incorrect dolls? I mean, that's usually like the big call. It's like you want to pull down a doll's pants to see what it's got down there. It's like these dolls are going to be anatomically incorrect. And, I mean, is how long is it going to be before, like, they make them into, like, are they going to make them into blow-up dolls, too? Mm-hmm. Right? Hey, if we're going to make them blow-up dolls, man, we should like, really make them blow-up dolls and, like, stick some, like, dynamite to them and take them off the shelves and just go blow them up in the parking lot. This is wrong.
But look at Joe. They wouldn't do this if they thought they were weren't going to make any money. If this was going to be a losing proposition.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're making enough money to do damage, and it's like it's almost like that's what they want the money for. They just want to make the money to do the damage because the ideology seems to be more important. And there's an objective to this. You create this emasculate culture, a culture that's not really ready to, I guess, fight back against what's being happening to them. I don't know, but you know, because even the Bible tells you that these people who can be emasculated can be pretty darn ferocious, actually. But do a lot of damage. But I think that's what's really important here, Joe. It's the ideology that they're trying to promote. Sure, there's gonna be some failings and stuff like that. That's just the cost of war, and that's what they are. They're in a war against this country. And this kind of stuff, it'll, you know, get some backlash, but by the time the backlash is woken up to it, the damage will be done.
Yeah, if parents are even paying attention. But see, I'm not even going to say dumbed down. I'm going to say we have softened this country down so much that people would rather say, well, I don't want anybody to feel bad. So this is okay. We need to do this for the kids that might feel bad. And I always say to our Christian brothers and sisters and even our more conservative people, well, why is it okay for you to feel bad? Why is it okay for them to attack you and make you feel bad? When are you going to open your mouth and say, well, what about me? How come you don't care about how I feel?
That's a great point, Joe. And I think the reason why it is, and as Christians, you know, what the Lord builds in us, we got a stronger constitution. I mean, I'm not trying to say that we're better like that. We serve the one who is better. We serve the one who builds, and he builds in us that thicker skin where I guess we're just able to take it, man. It's like the word says, take up your cross every day. It's a cross that we're able to handle. These other people out here, these people are like squealing and are weak and stuff, and they're just a squeaky wheel and are always whining and crying. I guess that's why we sit back and take it, Joe, because we can handle it. You know, look what Christ took on. He can handle it. And these people, they can't handle it.
Yeah, but I so much enjoy watching them, you know, their eyes pop out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, look at, here's the way I look at it. I just hit them with the truth. I'll hit them with fact. And I just sit back and watch. Doesn't say anything in the Bible where I can't speak truth to them and, you know, watch them like ride like they're possessed, right?
Yeah, which would mean from that point, Joe, I kind of digress on my point because it's one thing that we can take, you know, what they're dishing out, but it's another thing, you know, when we just sit back and let the freedoms that the Lord bless us with get voted away. We're not supposed to let that. We're supposed to take Canaan. You know, so there's that balance of we don't want to lose, you know, we don't want to become like them and become a bunch of whiny sissies like them. But at the same time, we have to draw, you know, strike a line in the sand and say, no, man, you ain't doing that.
No, you know, it's funny because I'll get emails and stuff and people say, you know, again, they used to, you know, things have changed. And you know how I pay attention to words, right? They used to say stuff like, until you have an ovary, you can't. You can't talk about abortion. You can't talk about this. Really? So right now, when you can't decide what a woman or a man is, and you say a man can have... I mean, Why don't you just say the truth? The truth is that, you know, only people with ovaries can have abortions. And who would have those? Biologically, what would have that? Would it not be the female species? Or could we not use that word either? They're so confusing to themselves. They can't even stand up for what they say they believe, which I find amazing.
I mean, it's like, well, the way that they put it, according to their narrative, you can just say that you have ovaries. I identify as a person. I'm a birthing person.
You're right. I guess you're right.
So it's like, who are they to say? They just like you said, man, they canceled themselves. Their whole cancel culture is self-canceling in itself. And it's like, look, man, I don't need ovaries. I'm a living organism, an organism. There ain't no organism that doesn't want its life snuffed out. It doesn't want to be deprived of what it needs to survive. Doesn't matter. It's a flipping cell. A cell has a survival instinct. It's like, look, man, I know what I need to fill my appetite. I know I need something. It doesn't want to be deprived of that. So I can identify with that. You know what I'm saying?
So this one, we'll tackle a big part of this in the next segment. You know, one of the big things I like to complain about, if you would, I go back to education. And because when I was studying this, I don't know if the Lord put this on my head or what, but this light went on and said, they're doing it again today. And if you go back to the days of Jim Crow, the reason you couldn't teach black people, you couldn't educate black people, is because they knew that if they got educated, they might be able to get out of the situation they were in. They'd be smart enough to try to make something happen. So you didn't want to learn them none, as one guy put it, okay? Well, look what's happening today. So today, the inner city schools, where most of the kids, black or brown kids are, the schools are failing, and failing big. And no matter how much money they keep throwing at it, it still fails big. But in the last couple of years, one of the public segments of schools that have done really well for the black and the Hispanic community are charter schools. Because they have a different, they operate a little differently than regular public schools. So there's been an attack big time on charter schools. I mean, there was at one point there was only 16% of the black population was going to charter schools, and during the so-called pandemic, that went to 22%. 22% of parents were sending their kids to charter schools, and all of a sudden, these kids were doing fantastic. Can't have that. That's just not acceptable. So instead of having the public schools work the way charter schools work, no, let's just shut down the charter schools. Anyway, we'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. You know, AOC was screaming earlier today. I know it seems like it's going to be an abortion segment, but AOC earlier today put out a tweet that was accusing Christians of being pro-life because they're Christians. I would counter that and say we are pro-life because we're pro-life. It's really that simple. Push Christ out of the situation. Got a heartbeat, got fingers, toes, a nose, two eyeballs. It's life. End of discussion. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Always have a good time when he's on the show with me. And Zoe, I mean, seriously, right? I mean, it's not just because we're Christians. There's plenty of people out there who aren't Christians that are extremely pro-life. We just have brain cells that work and tell us it's a life.
When it comes to, you know, I don't want to even call her AOC. I just call her ALK, just to, you know, save some time. ALK.
I refuse to use her name. I either call her AOC or Sandy, because Sandy is the name she went by in high school.
right? I guess, which is Spanish, or Alexander Cordo, or Alc is Spanish for Sandy. But, okay, so being pro-life, does it have anything to do with Christianity? Absolutely it does. Because even if a person is not a Christian, they still have to borrow this value of life from somewhere. So if they could be an atheist if they want to, there's actually cultures that think it's holy to sacrifice a kid. I mean, child sacrifice is nothing new. It's been going on for a long time, and they will see it as appeasing to their gods to not look upon this child as a person with rights, you know, to carry on their existence, you know, in our earthly realm, but to sacrifice that kid. So they don't recognize the personhood of it. But to recognize, you know, the value of a child, a life, you know, that's in the womb, and now they've gone ahead and taken this out of the womb, which we knew they would do, you have to recognize this value that is in this creature. And that value is that creature being made, you know, in the image of God. That's our basis. You know, but a person, you know, who values life, like I said, that's not something that we just kind of come to on our own. That's something that's built into us to be able to recognize. We don't create that standard on our own. That's a moral standard that comes from somewhere.
Well, yeah, I think even from birth, I always say things like there are certain things that are built into you.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, I mean, if you're standing on the edge of a building and you're 2 years old, you understand that's a long way down. All right, I mean, that's built into you, you know.
Yes.
So when you look at some of that stuff, you really have to just stop and sit back and think. Even if you didn't have God in your life, the fact that you're, you know, sucking out brains and ripping a body apart,
right,
it's got to tug at your heartstrings. And yeah, there's no soft way of saying that, Zoe.
Sure. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm saying that a person has to be a Christian to understand that, to at least register. It's like, yeah, dude, that's wrong. I may not be a Christian, but I at least understand that that's wrong. What I'm saying is that, yeah, you didn't create that basis of morality. That is a basis of morality, right, that had already existed. So that's really, you know, what I'm getting down to. But, you know, but you'll have people who will assume that this is a natural right. Even if they say that it's a natural right, that's really a misnomer. It's a misappropriation of words, because nature doesn't recognize rights. Nature is a facilitator of how things work, but it doesn't recognize what's good or what's evil. That's something that a sentient being with the brain power to comprehend laws and policy come up with. But in terms of a natural right, there's no such thing as natural rights, because nature doesn't recognize rights and nature doesn't create rights. We as creatures created in the image of God understand rights and where those rights actually come from.
Yep. No, I agree. Okay, I'm going to switch gears on you, because I talked to you in the break. You know, you love when I do that. So one of my mantras on the show for, you know, almost 15 years now, and once I learned and started studying about some of our, you know, history back to the Jim Crow days, I've always talked about the fact that the Dems knew, the people who didn't want to get rid of slavery knew, if we didn't educate the black community, or we didn't educate the slaves, they'd have no way out. They wouldn't know any better. They'd be totally dependent on who? They'd be dependent on the master to give them their food, their clothes, their shelter, the whole nine yards. They just wouldn't know any better. So I started looking at some of the stuff happening after I read this article. And you think about education in this country over the last 30, 40, 50 years. What have we done? The inner city, which is mostly black and Hispanic in a lot of areas, the schools are failing. They're always failing. Why is that? Because if you can keep them down, you can keep them dependent, you can keep the government, you know, number one on the list. Well, charter schools kicked in, I don't know, about 20 years ago. They started taking root. And in the last 4 or 5 years, the black community's involvement in charter schools has doubled. All right? Or almost doubled, I should say. And since it's almost doubled, guess what's happened? All of a sudden, the black kids, the Hispanic kids are learning how to read, how to do, you know, science and history and all this other stuff. And, oh, my God, there must have been bells and whistles going off at DC going, hey, what are you doing? You've got to stop this stuff. So Biden is trying to roll back financing charter schools. And why would you do that? If the charter schools are doing so well and they're doing better than the general public schools. Why not take some of the things that the charter schools are doing, implement them in the public schools, and everybody wins? Why turn it around? Gee, have any thoughts on this, Mr. Zoe?
Man, that kind of makes me think of what Booker T. Washington was pointing out. When they didn't want the blacks to, they wanted to keep them enslaved and whatnot. And it's like, the problem was that blacks were learning the trades that white people, could have been doing, but because they wanted to just enjoy their free labor, blacks were learning how to do stuff and white people weren't learning how to do it. And they started becoming dependent on the slaves to do the jobs because their industries were like, dude, you guys might want to rethink about doing that. And as far as education goes now, we used to see education as, hey man, education is a way out of slavery. You can be set free with education. You break those brain chains, right?
Yep.
But Democrats at some point realized that, okay, they want to be educated so bad. All right. We're going to take over the school system, and Democrats effectively took over the school system, and we're going to be like, you're darn right. We want those black kids in our classroom. You're darn white we do, because we're going to give them the education that we want them to have. And that education is really indoctrination, and we are going to make them a perpetual voter stock. As Lyndon B. Johnson said, I'll have those N-words vote Democrat for the next 200 years. So they definitely want blacks still on the classroom plantation. They want to educate them there way, right? So basically educated right back into slavery. And so it's the system, when we talk about that systemic racism, and that it's still it's an education system, ain't it, Joe? It's an education system. Who is it run by? The Democrats.
Yep.
Keeping black folks in a state of arrested development, don't want them to be in charter schools. No, we want you to bring you right back here so we can shackle your mind to what it is we want to do. What is that, Joe? That's systemic racism. Systemic education, systemic racism.
I'm laughing because Joe Biden came out today and gave a speech about the shooting, that took place in the black church. And, obviously because it was a white guy, then that is proof positive that the white folks are, racist, the killers and haters. But when he starts going down the list of people, the list of things that the whole MAGA crowd, since Donald Trump came to power, all the MAGA stuff, we're back to this day. And then he says, and it's almost like we're back to the days of the KKK. And I'm going, do you know what you just said? Do you really? So you're talking about racism. You're talking about how bad it is. You're talking about how the whites this and the whites that, just like it was in the days of the KKK. And I felt like saying, you mean your people.
Your
right?
people, yeah.
Don't you think somebody's whispering in his ear? They should be going, Joe, we started that. Stop talking.
Huh? Why don't you just rub the hair on my legs and be quiet? Come on, man. It is funny because, they got to know. They know that they're just twisting up this narrative. And the thing is, so this guy, all of a sudden, because he shot a black person, it's like, you want to talk about white supremacy. How many black folks got killed by other blacks in 2021 alone? Way more than this one white person is killed, right? But see, this is the Democrats' proof of white supremacy. It is not official. It is not valid. I talked about this earlier in one of my shows. It's not official and it's not valid until a black person has been properly killed by a white person, because only white people really know how to kill black people. They're better at it, and now it's official. You other blacks, you shoot other blacks, that didn't count, that didn't do anything. White person kills black people because white people are superior. Now it's official. Let's make the news.
I guess I could just have a field day with that, but we're out of time. So always a pleasure to have you with me. Where do they get your stuff? Quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, Zoloft, Zopium Den, 20-pound Sledge X, actually, and Soulful Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yes. One of the better shows. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt after the break. And I'll get her all riled up, too. We'll be right back.